Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special mini edition of the Blood Red Podcast with me, Theo Squires. I'm on my own today, but there's plenty to get through with today's big breaking story that Michael Edwards is officially back at Liverpool Football Club, though not directly back at Liverpool Football Club. He has been appointed by FSG as their new CEO of football. That role will see him oversee all football operations at Liverpool, but he is directly an FSG hire. He will take on responsibilities from FSG president Mike Gordon on the day-to-day running of Liverpool. This is something I think that's been going on behind the scenes with Gordon for a while now. If we remember the reports last year when FSG were thinking about selling the club, part of that was linked with Gordon considering stepping back a little bit, reducing his role, maybe even considering retirement. Obviously, this season we've seen him be back in the running of the football operations side at Liverpool, but he's now stepping back into this traditional ownership role with Michael Edwards inheriting his responsibilities and running the day-to-day footballing operations side at Liverpool. It's a massive coup for the Reds, considering Edwards left, 2 years ago, stepping down as sporting director. He took a year out of football before setting up his own consultancy agency. He will resign from that sport, consultancy agency on June the 1st to focus fully on his new role with FSG. But after his year out on the sidelines, he's rejected a number of offers to come back to football. He's held talks with Chelsea and Manchester United. They couldn't lure him back. Liverpool did try and get him back in January. They held talks, I think, in January after it was made public that Jurgen Klopp was planning to step down as manager at the end of the season. He turned that down. He wasn't interested in coming back as a sporting director. But earlier this month, there were face-to-face talks in Boston, and there has been a breakthrough in negotiations there, which has led to today's announcement that he will be the new CEO of football and run all these footballing operations side at Liverpool. Now, if you're eagle-eyed, or should that be eagle-eared, as this is just an audio podcast, you will point out that Liverpool is the only football club in FSG's portfolio. By the sounds of it, they're quite happy for that to change. They are in the market for a sister club, and Edwards would oversee the management of that club as well. One of his tasks will be to identify and help bring this through, a new sister club for Liverpool. Not really sure who they could have in mind. Like, we know there are loose relationships within the FSG group with Toulouse and AC Milan, I believe, because of Redbird and their minority stake in FSG. Obviously, you look to Manchester City, and they've got so many sister clubs, and it's served the City Football Group really well. So it's an exciting prospect if Liverpool do expand their portfolio, and it's something else for Edwards to oversee. FSG were really determined to bring Edwards back, and that's part of the reason why they went back for second talks, and that has played a big part in his decision to accept this offer. He said he was flattered and very grateful for them to offer him this opportunity to take on a new leadership role. In a statement that was released on FSG's website today, he was humbled by the desire and the persistence they showed in wanting to work with him again. Obviously, Liverpool value him, and FSG value him very, very highly. They deem him as one of the most sought-after executives in football. So FSG are delighted to get him back, with Gordon saying that himself in the statement that they've released on the FSG website. One of his first tasks since taking up this position will be to identify Liverpool's next sporting director. By the sounds of it, that is going to be Richard Hughes from AFC Bournemouth. He announced last week that he would be leaving that post as first team technical director with the Cherries at the end of the season. And it sounds like he's agreed to come to Liverpool to fill that sporting director role. He does have a lengthy working relationship with Michael Edwards. The two of them were at Portsmouth together many years ago when Hughes was still a player. Liverpool fans of a certain age might remember him scoring a winning goal for Portsmouth in the FA Cup against the Reds back in 2004. But at the time, Edwards was a junior data analyst at the club, and they've been friends ever since. There's obviously a number of transfer dealings between Liverpool and Bournemouth as well, when Edwards was sporting director for the Reds and when Hughes took up his post with Bournemouth. You think of Dominic Solanke, Brad Smith, Jordan Ibe, loan moves for Nathaniel Klein, Harry Wilson, Nat Phillips. That was all those two dealings, going on dealings together. And now Hughes is seemingly coming to Liverpool to be the new sporting director. And once that's complete, then attentions can turn to the new manager, Jurgen Klopp's successor. I understand that search will be overseen by the new sporting director, be it Hughes or someone else, if something goes wrong in that pursuit. They will identify the next manager, they will hold the interviews, they will hire. And what's interesting here is Hughes does have a working relationship with Xavi Alonso's representatives, because when he appointed Andoni Iriola as Bournemouth manager last summer from Rayo Vallecano, Iriola is represented by the same group as who represents Alonso. So it's something where he could make use of those contacts again if he wants to try and lure the Bayer Leverkusen man back to Anfield. He's obviously a Liverpool legend, isn't he, Xavi Alonso, and won the Champions League and the FA Cup with the club during his playing days. He's most sought-after manager in European football at the moment, overseeing a remarkable transformation at Bayer Leverkusen. I think they're still 10 points top of the Bundesliga table. They're on the verge of becoming the first side since Jurgen Klopp's Borussia Dortmund in 2012 to stop Bayern Munich from winning the title. But they're also pursuing a treble as well. Like, they're in the German Cup semi-finals, and like Liverpool, they're in the Europa League round of 16. Obviously, Alonso's not the only serious candidate under consideration. There is also Amorim at Sporting Lisbon and the likes of Julian Nagelsmann. But I think anyone of a Liverpool persuasion would love Xavi Alonso to come back to the club. And it'll be interesting now to see what happens on this, if that relationship with Hughes does pay dividends there and help get it over the line. There is competition, of course. We know Bayern Munich would like Xavi Alonso. It's just wait and see here. Like, we've had 2 months since Klopp's announced his exit, where it's been focused on what Liverpool are doing now. Enjoy Klopp while you can, as Liverpool pursue a quadruple now. They've won the League Cup. They're second in the table on goal difference. They've got one foot in the Europa League quarterfinals. They've got Manchester United in the FA Cup quarterfinals at the weekend. But now you can start to have one eye on the future. And it's very exciting for Liverpool. Like, it is going to be massive changes, isn't it, in the summer, when you think you're losing Klopp, you're losing bulk of his backroom staff, Mike Gordon's stepping back. But this is exciting times for the future with Michael Edwards coming in. It's some consistency there. He's only been away 2 years. He knows the club so well, and his legacy there in forging how they deal in the transfer market and helping with the recruitment team with Dave Fallows and Barry Hunter. Now, those two have been working hard on Liverpool's transfer plans, even without a sporting director. So it's not going to be a case of, right, we're March the 12th now, Liverpool's transfer window plans start now. That they've been going on for a couple of months at least. But when you know that Michael Edwards is going to be in, you know Richard Hughes is probably going to be in, it certainly takes a big step forward. Now you look to who's the new manager going to be, then you can look to who the new signings are going to be in the summer, who you're going to offer new contracts to, who you're going to let leave, who you're going to sell. And it's just an exciting time in Liverpool's future. But it's an exciting time in FSG's future as well, if you think they're looking to expand that portfolio. Like, if they get a sister club, that could be really fruitful for Liverpool, depending on the identity of that club. When you think of possible loan signings both ways, if we're going to the sister club, and then if they've got any really talented players, Liverpool can bring them in. Like, we have seen so many players with Man City over the years thrive at their sister clubs before having a go in the Premier League, be it maybe not at City but elsewhere. I'm pretty sure Douglas Luiz at Aston Villa is one of those sister club signings. Jack Harrison, he is as well. Those are just two off the top of my head. I'm afraid I'm not Googling Manchester City's sister signings here. But if Liverpool want to take this next step, then it is a massive commitment for them for the future for Liverpool Football Club. And it's a massive turnaround. So you think a year ago, a bit more, 18 months ago, when there was talk that they could be leaving the club, they could sell up. But now they are really committed to their sporting portfolio and what comes next. But yeah, Liverpool are just happy to, FSG are happy to have this consistency in. Like, the appointment of Edwards allows for them to reimagine his legacy and reinvigorate what the club is looking to achieve going forward. And it gives them that consistency behind the scenes in terms of footballing operations, with recruitment, the academy, first teams. They just need the next faces on board, be it the manager and the backroom staff, once that sporting director is officially hired. Obviously, attentions will turn back to football this week after this. So, like, Jurgen Klopp has got his next pre-match press conference tomorrow ahead of the Europa League round of 16, second leg with Sparta Prague. I believe he'll be speaking at Anfield with a player at 1 o'clock at Anfield. Then we'll have open training at the AXA Training Centre at 4:30 p.m. I'm not sure if we're expecting any more players back from injury for that one. I think Klopp said, didn't he, after the win at the weekend, the draw at the weekend with Man City, getting carried away there, the draw with Man City, that Ibu Konate would probably have to wait until the FA Cup quarter final with Manchester United on Sunday. You look at Curtis Jones, Ryan Gravenberch, maybe there's an outside chance of them being back before the international break, but Brighton is probably more likely. So we'll get an injury update from Klopp tomorrow, but you'd expect someone to ask him about Michael Edwards coming back to FSG, coming back to Liverpool. Obviously, there was always that speculation that there was a disagreement with the two of them about Jordan Henderson's contract, and that led to Edwards moving on. Now Klopp's moving on. Edwards is coming back in a much more senior role to oversee Liverpool's footballing future. It's just going to be a really exciting a few months for Liverpool. And you think they're going for all these major trophies. They've still got so much to sort out off the pitch in terms of who's the new manager. And then you can think of all the new signings that they could make in the summer. But they've got this big deal over the line with FSG. Michael Edwards is back as CEO of football to oversee all football operations at Liverpool Football Club. It's a welcome return, and hopefully it will settle some nerves about what the future holds for the club in a world post-Jurgen Klopp. They've got a figure back who knows the club really well and has been so key to their success under Klopp and prior to Klopp. When you think of so many of the transfers he's been involved in, like he's brought in Virgil van Dijk, Mohamed Salah. I think he was played a big part in convincing Klopp that Salah was the right man for them. Sadio Mane, Fabinho, so many players, like all these Liverpool legends we can just list, and Michael Edwards has had a hands-on role in that. And he's also played a huge role in some of the player exits as well, hasn't he? Like the obvious ones, Philippe Coutinho, that $142 million move to Barcelona, which enabled Liverpool to reinvest in the squad in the first place with Van Dijk, Alisson, Fabinho. But then you think of some of the lesser deals too, like Dominic Solanke to Bournemouth, Christian Benteke to Crystal Palace, making maximum profit for the club. And when he was purchasing players, he was finding that maximum value. There's also stuff to settle with player contracts. You know, Trent's going to be out of contract in 2025. Mohamed Salah is, Virgil van Dijk is. And all those contract negotiations seem to be on hold. And we were wondering why. You thought there'd been some sort of breakthrough this year. And then it became clear with Klopp saying he was leaving. And with Schmachter leaving as well. Now there's that stability starting to come back behind the scenes with Edwards coming in and Richard Hughes to follow. So yeah, we can look at all this, be all excited for the future. Tune into the Liverpool Echo website where we've got all the news and reaction to it, all the updates on Michael Edwards' return. We've got what he said in his official statement with Mike Gordon as he broke his silence and explained why he decided to come back to the club, back to FSG after initially rejecting that offer. Paul Gorst has done a behind the scenes look at how they've got here, FSG's master plan to bring him back, the actual news itself of the deal happening and then how it unfolded. Who is Richard Hughes? We've taken a look back at the open letter Michael Edwards wrote in 2021 when he announced that he was leaving the club. I think Ian Doyle was looking at Michael Edwards rejecting offers for Chelsea and Manchester United, what it means for them. And now he's coming back to a role for Liverpool instead. We'll also have a look at, like I've already touched on in this mini podcast, that working relationship between Xavi Alonso's representatives and Richard Hughes and what it means for Liverpool going forward. And yeah, there's just plenty going on. It's a big talking point for Liverpool. It's a massive coup for FSG. And obviously throughout the week we'll also look ahead to those big games, less so Sparta Prague. We'll look ahead to it, but it's not a big game, is it? 5-1 up on aggregate. You'd like to think Liverpool can rotate and book their place in the Europa League quarterfinals. You have the Europa League quarterfinal draw on Friday, and then we'll switch our attention to the FA Cup, Manchester United in the quarterfinals at Old Trafford before the, hopefully, being excited about an FA Cup semi-final draw. We'll be back on Friday with the your next episode of the Blood Red podcast. It won't be me on. I believe you'd have Gorsty and Doyley back for that, I think. Don't hold me to that, though. But yeah, it's a busy week for Liverpool Football Club. It's only Tuesday. Massive news for them. They'll all be delighted to get this deal over the line. And it's just the sporting director. If this is step one of FSG 2.0, let's look forward to what comes next with the new sporting director, the new manager, and all the potential new signings and what it means for Liverpool. They're pursuing a quadruple now. What can they be doing in the future? Stay tuned to Blood Red Liverpool Echo for all your latest news and reaction. Until next time, I've been Theo Squires. Thank you and goodbye.